Nolte, anti-science Jim Crow vaccination hysteria costs Offspring drummer job. By John Nolte on August 4, 2021. The fascist left's Jim Crow vaccination mandate just cost Offspring drummer Pete Parada his job. Parada wrote on Instagram that his doctor advised him not to get vaccinated due to his rare autoimmune disorder. "I am unable to comply with what is increasingly becoming an industry mandate," he wrote, adding that leaving the band was not his decision. "It has recently been decided that I am unsafe to be around, in the studio and on tour." The new tour is set to start on August 8. The Offspring are perhaps known for their bigger hit, the 1998 anthem Pretty Fly, for a white guy. Watch below. The far-left BBC adds. Since childhood, the musician has had Guillain-Barré syndrome, where a person's immune system damages their nerves, and he said it had got worse over time. For him, the risks of having a COVID vaccine far outweigh the benefits, he said. The drummer, who is in his late 40s, said he caught COVID over a year ago and only had mild symptoms, so I am confident I'd be able to handle it again, he wrote. "This is an outrageous and anti-science act of discrimination. The numbers make it perfectly clear, and I am talking about numbers straight from the CDC, that the unvaccinated are almost no threat to the vaccinated. On top of that, this man apparently already had the China flu, which means he has the antibodies, which is almost certainly as effective as taking the vaccine. Here are the facts, direct from the far-left CDC, laying out the non-threat the unvaccinated are to those of us who are vaccinated. More than 163 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Of those 163 million who are fully vaccinated, only 6,239 have been hospitalized with the China flu. Of those 163 million who are vaccinated, only 1,263 have died. Of the vaccinated who have been seriously ill or died, 74% are over 65. Among the vaccinated, only 1 out of 26,125 have gotten seriously ill. Among the vaccinated, only 1 in 129,000 have died. Do you have any idea how small those numbers are? Imagine how small they are for those under 65. For context, as far as living with risk, your chances of dying in a car accident this year are 1 in 8,400. Your odds of dying crossing the street this year are 1 in 43,000. I would feel safer cuddling in bed naked with Parada than on the tour bus. Of course, I wouldn't feel very good about myself as a person, but I would feel far safer. These Jim Crow mandates have zero to do with science, zero to do with math, zero to do with health, and everything to do with bullying and intimidation and feedly to the state. Yes, the breakthrough numbers could change, for the better or the worse, but this is the information we have right now. And the information we have now makes it crystal clear that this discrimination campaign is purely political. Nothing justifies mask or vaccination mandates.